You're listening to KSUB. This is the Culture and Language Bridge Show, and as promised, we have language lessons for you this morning, and we do have one more lesson, so let's begin. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Chum.
And my name is Han.
Welcome to our Vietnamese lesson today. Let's start our lesson with an overview of the five main points.
The first one is learn how to use greetings in Vietnamese. The second one is learn how to count numbers from 1 to 99 in Vietnamese. And third, you will learn how to ask for ages.
Fourth, you will know how to compare the basic differences between Vietnamese and English grammar. And last but not least, a fun fact, how to cross a street in Hanoi, Vietnam. Let's start our lesson with greetings in Vietnamese. One of the big problems when you say hello in Vietnamese is how you address people, because it depends on so many different things, whether the people that you're talking to are older or younger than you, whether they are female or male, and whether they have any relation to you. I cannot cover everything in one lesson, but I will let you know the most basic ones.
So the basic way to say hello in Vietnamese is chào. Again, the basic way to say hello in Vietnamese is chào. So when if you want to say hello to whom is younger than you, but not too young, you will say chào em. Again, chào em. And if you want to say hello to whom is 10 years older than you, but and if the person is male, you will say chào anh. Again, chào anh. And if you're talking to whom is 10 years older than you but a female, you will say chào chị. Again, chào chị.
To whomever more than 10 years older than you but younger than your parents, you should say chào chú. If the person is a male, and chào cô. If the person is a female, again, chào chú for male and chào cô for female. To whomever older than your parents in both genders, you should say chào bác. Again, chào bác. To whomever older than your parents in both gender, it's easy, right?
So if you want to say hello to whom is at your grandparent age, and if the person is male, you will say chào ông. Again, chào ông. And if the person is female and is at your grandparent age, you will say chào bà. Again, chào bà.
And how do you say hello to your friends? You say chào bạn. Again, chào bạn to whomever at your age. And last but not least, to say hello to everybody, to all types of people at once, you want to say chào mọi người. Again, chào mọi người, to say hello to everybody.
I know it's a little bit complicated, but but believe me, if you can remember this, it will be really useful for you. So to move on, we will teach you how to count from 1 to 99 in Vietnamese. First, let's start off with counting from 1 to 10. So 1 is một, 2 is hai, 3 is ba, 4 is bốn, 5 is năm, 6 is sáu, 7 is bảy, 8 is tám, 9 is chín, and 10 is mười. Again, from 1 to 10, can you count it with me, John?
Sure.
Một, hai, ba, bốn, năm, sáu, bảy, tám, chín, mười.
It is easy, right? I know you can get it. Okay, now let's move on from 11 to 19. It is even easier. You just simply add the number to the word mười. Listen carefully. From 11 to 19, you add the number to the word mười. For example, 11 is mười một. And how do you say, for example, 16, hả?
So 16 is mười sáu.
It's easy, right?
So with all the multiples of 10, you will add mười to the number. For example, 30 is ba mười. 50 is năm mười, and so on.
To own other numbers, you just simply add the number to the multiples of 10. For example, 36 is ba mười sáu. 27 is hai mười bảy, and so on.
So we have an exception here. So as you know, the word five is pronounced num, right? But whenever five go after any other number, you will pronounce it lum. For example, 45 is bốn mười lăm. 55 is năm mười lăm. And just ask the just for now is lum, not num.
Okay, now let's move on. Next, I will teach you how to ask for ages. It is very important because before you know how to say hello to people, you need to know their ages. How to ask for ages? How old are you? In Vietnamese is bao nhiêu tuổi. Again, how old are you is bao nhiêu tuổi. And to answer to that question, you just simply say tôi, which address yourself, and then comes the number of your age. For example, I'm 19, I will say tôi mười chín. How do you say your age, hi, in Vietnamese?
So I'm 19, so I will say tôi mười chín.
Okay, so how old are you in Vietnamese is bao nhiêu tuổi. And to answer, you only say tôi, and then you add age. Next, to recap everything that we have learned so far, I would like to give you a dialogue, first in English and next in Vietnamese. Hello?
Hello.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
I'm 19 too. Xin chào.
Xin chào.
Bạn bao nhiêu tuổi?
Tôi 19.
Tôi 19. It is very easy, right? I know you can get it.
So, besides the vocabulary, we will show you some basic differences between Vietnamese and English grammar.
So first, I would like to give you a differences between plural form and singular form in English and in Vietnamese. So you know in English, plural form of a noun will be the singular form added S or ES or VES at the end of the noun. For example, you have two houses. But it doesn't happen in Vietnamese. In Vietnamese, singular noun and plural noun are basically the same thing. You just simply add the number in front of the noun. For example, in Vietnamese, you like to say, I have two houses.
So we also have a difference in word order here. In English, the adjective always go before the noun. For example, this is a beautiful house. But in Vietnamese, we don't say like that. We just put the adjective after the noun. Like, this is a house beautiful. I know it sounds weird, right? But this is how Vietnamese people say it.
So we have learned a lot today in the first lesson. I know it can be a bit confusing at the beginning, but as you move on, you can get it. Now let's review what we have learned so far.
So we taught you how to use greetings in Vietnamese, like chào. And we also taught you how to count numbers from 1 to 99.
Next, we taught you how to ask for ages. And then we told you some of the differences between Vietnamese and English grammar.
So I hope this will be useful for you. And to put an end to our lesson, we have some fun facts for you, how to cross a street in Vietnam.
It is very useful when you travel in Vietnam. We have four tips. Just follow the tips and then you can be very confident when you cross a street in a big city in Vietnam.
Yeah, so before crossing the street, the first thing you need to do is close your eyes and pray. Just do like that. Many foreigners do like that when they cross the street in Vietnam. And when it feels just right, step into the traffic, keep walking forward, don't turn back, and don't stop in the middle also.
Yeah, we're serious about that. And also remember to keep your heads up, be aware, because you never know what's gonna happen on the trip. And finally, be confident. Don't be confident. That's all you need to do when you cross the street. Don't be panic. And have fun when you go to Vietnam.
And this is not a joke, so we just, many people experience this when they come to Vietnam. So I hope you guys can learn it. And
I hope you enjoy our lesson today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
All right, so thank you very much. This is KSUB. Boy, the thing I love about learning languages is that you also get to learn culture. So in America, if you say to somebody, hi, how old are you? No one will be happy with you. And it sounds like in Vietnam, you have to say that just to be able to say hello. So very interesting contrast. It's 9:46. You've been listening to the Culture and Language Bridge Show, brought to you by KSUB and CLB. I'd like to remind everybody that next Friday there will be another set of language lessons from Ms. Hepfer's Advanced Academic Discourse class, actually the next two Fridays. And then after that, we'll have some culture and music shows for you, brought to you by the Freshman Classman Communication class. So thank you very much. Have a good day. You're listening to KSUB.